Here's the news for Ellensburg and the windswept shrub steppe of central Washington for Tuesday, January 23rd. Ballots for the Clay Elum Roslyn School District's Educational Program and Operations Levy will be mailed today. Voters are asked to approve a four-year levy that gradually increases from $3.4 million in 2025 to $4.3 million in 2028. Ballots must be returned by February 13. The state of public health in Kittitas County is the topic of the League of Women Voters of Kittitas County's program at 7 p.m. Wednesday, and that is at the Howe Homes Community Center. The program will feature Kittitas County Health Officer Dr. Mark Larson, KVH CEO Julie Peterson, and Robin Reed of the Kittitas Valley Health Network discussing health care in the county. The CW's Living with Climate Change series features an interactive town hall discussion of eco-anxiety at 5 p.m. Wednesday in the Dean Hall lobby. The Living with Climate Change series runs through winter and spring quarters and is designed to help people move toward therapeutic and practical responses to living in a changing environment. The Ellensburg School District will receive an update on the superintendent search at its meeting at 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Ida Nason Aronica Elementary School gym. Troy Turnow has been serving as interim superintendent this year as the school board conducts its search. Forecasters from the Northwest Avalanche Center will make a presentation at 6 p.m. Thursday at Drew Brew Clay Elum Tap Room. They will discuss avalanche safety, weather conditions, and the current winter season. The event is free, but people must RSVP to enter a raffle. Information is available on the Drew Brew website. The Upper Kittitas Senior Center is hosting a free ice cream social from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. That's Friday at the Centennial Center. People will be able to create their own sundaes with a variety of toppings. The annual Keene Winter Fair is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday. That's at the Howe Homes Community Center. The event features 30 different entities coming together to provide a free, family-friendly way to connect with environmental, educational, and sustainable opportunities in the community. The Adult Activity Center is offering French lessons starting February 1st. The lessons will be offered from 2 to 3 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursday. They are open to adults over 50, free to AAC users, and $10 for non-users. In sports, Clay Elum Roslyn and Ellensburg High School have rescheduled basketball games this week that were postponed earlier this month due to weather. Clay Elum Roslyn hosts Mabton tonight with the girls' game at 6 p.m. and the boys at 7:30 p.m. Ellensburg boys and girls basketball teams host Othello on Wednesday. The girls' tip-off is at 5:30 p.m. and the boys at 7 p.m. Also, Kittitas hosts Goldendale on regularly scheduled games tonight with the girls at 6 and boys at 7:30. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 39 degrees. Sunset is at 4:50 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 31 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. There is a 50% chance of snow showers developing overnight. What's for lunch at the Fish Open Table? A baked potato with vegetarian chili, dinner rolls, and pears. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table and noon to 1 p.m. at the Clay Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg Open Table. This is Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm one of the hosts for the show, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.